Colwood's plans for an accessible, multi-use pathway along 4 kilometers of the city's waterfront took a leap forward Monday after the federal government announced $6 million in funding for the project. The pathway will run along the shoreline from the new Royal Beach development to the end of Esquimalt Lagoon on the Coburg Peninsula along Ocean Boulevard. Work will include building natural infrastructure to protect the peninsula from sea level rise, and restoring vegetation in the salt marsh to improve habitat for birds and fish, stabilize soils and filter pollutants from Ocean Boulevard and parking areas. The project is designed with pathways, raised boardwalks, meeting places, improved parking and wheelchair mats to guide visitors through sensitive areas while protecting natural features. This pathway will allow visitors to enjoy the spectacular waterfront in Colwood, while protecting sensitive ecological and archaeological shoreline areas, Colwood Mayor Doug Kobayashi said at a news conference on Monday. The pathway will inspire people to get outdoors and active as they walk or cycle from Colwood's town center to the waterfront and beyond to the vibrant seaside village envisioned at Royal Beach. The multi-use pathways and gathering places are part of Colwood's waterfront stewardship plan, which began in 2021 with input from residents, community stakeholders and the Songhees and Esquimalt First Nations. The plan was deferred to the newly elected council last fall. It will go before the city's waterfront committee on April 27, and will be discussed by council in May. The plan concepts, showing improvements to the waterfront in 6 stages, are available to view on the city's website. Many of the improvements focus on the lagoon area. On the South Beach at Lagoon Road and Ocean Boulevard, there are potential plans for a bridge over the lagoon's pinch point to connect Pithouse Park and a new interpretive center and events center with increased parking. There would also be shelters and a universal access mat into the ocean for those in wheelchairs. At the midway point of Ocean Boulevard, there are plans for another ocean access mat. At the north end, concept plans call for a guest services center with concessions and washrooms. Small docks and wildlife viewing platforms are also proposed. Multi-use trails will cover the entire 2 kilometers of the boulevard and parking spaces and styles will be staggered, with food truck areas. Traffic calming measures and crosswalks are also proposed. Early concepts include an elevated boardwalk with beach access along Perimeter Park to the Royal Beach property. Colwood's $6 million in funding is part of the federal government's Canada Community Building Fund, formerly known as the Federal Gas Tax Fund. Ottawa announced funding for 45 projects across BC Monday, totaling nearly $104 million. The Capital Regional District received $6 million from the Federal Gas Tax Fund to replace a section of water main from Mount Newton to the Pat Bay Highway. The Cowichan Valley Regional District will get $6 million to modernize the Bings Creek Waste Management Center on Drinkwater Road. The Town of Sydney, along with the District of North Saanich and the Victoria Airport Authority, will get $5 million for a roundabout and road alignment at Beacon Avenue West and Gullaran Road, which is expected to address traffic congestion and safety concerns and support economic activity in the area. The town said the funding will significantly reduce the amount each partner invests in the project. Tender submissions to build the roundabout are currently being reviewed and the contract will be awarded by Sydney Council at an upcoming meeting. The estimated date for project completion is late 2023. Cumberland is receiving $2.5 million for the second phase of the village's wastewater lagoon, and Tosses will get $1.9 million to relocate its village firefall. Other recipients include the District of North Cowichan, which will receive $200,000 for a natural asset management program, Gold River, which will receive $190,000 for asset management planning, and Saanich, which will get $50,000 to fund a natural assets inventory. D. Closter at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.